Tenacious Living Radio.
Stress Less Radio, originally airing on the Amazing Women of Power Radio Network, inspires listeners with strategies from JJ and other stress management experts that helps listeners reinvent their lives from the inside out.
Hi, welcome to Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Frederickson. Thank you for listening. On today's show, we are going to continue our topic of your life theme. And I have to tell you, I have been loving these life themes. We are on the last one. There are four main life themes. We are on the last one today. And this has really become one of my go-to tools. You know, I love my brain shift. My 90-second trick to stop stress is a go-to. My stress equation is a go-to. And now this is like in that top three of go-tos, is knowing my life theme and coming to a point where I can choose between one or the other. So today we're continuing our discussion, and for sort of the end of the year, holiday season, and because I have so much information to give you today, we are going to fly through it without any commercial breaks. So you ready to go? You ready to hear about the last life theme? All right, like I said, everyone has a major life theme, a major theme that binds all of our moments together, the good moments and the bad moments all have this common thread. As I mentioned, there are four, and we all have experience with one or the other. Well, we all have experience with all of them, but there is one that you will notice. If you know all four themes, you will notice that one is really weaving through your life the most. It's the major life theme for you. And these life themes were created, are not even created, they're created by us, but they were identified by Richard Unger, who is the founder of Scientific Hand Analysis. And I am a hand analyst myself. And like I said, this has been a go-to for me. Now, you can probably figure out your life theme without having your hands, the information comes from your fingerprints. Our fingerprints are formed between the 14th and 16th week in utero. So it's information that we have with us from before we were born through the rest of our life. It contains information about our life purpose, our life lesson, and like I said, this life theme. Now I know my life purpose, I know my life lesson, and this is still my go-to. Out of those things, I still go to the life theme the most. So the four major themes that are identified that can be found in your fingertips, but you might be able to figure them out yourself, are peace and panic. Second one is wisdom and confusion. The third one is love and judgment. That's mine. And the fourth is service and sacrifice. Now today we're covering that last one, service and sacrifice. This isn't the most common theme in the world of hand analysts. But almost all of my clients in the last 2 months have had this theme, so I've learned a lot about it. So the way I see it, this theme actually works a little differently than others. Where I said I'm in the love, and I need to slow down. I'm so excited. My theme is the love and judgment theme. So right away, when I start to feel stress come up in my life, I ask myself, am I in love or judgment? And I shift to love. That's closer to my purpose. That helps me stay on purpose, have less stress, have more meaning and joy in my life. So this theme, service and sacrifice, is a little different. With peace and panic, you're learning to bring more peace into your life. With wisdom and confusion, you're learning to trust your wisdom and share it with the world. So you're making that choice between wisdom and confusion. That's what you ask yourself in the moment. You consciously are making this choice. But with service and sacrifice, you're on the lookout for sacrifice. That is the big key. Where am I sacrificing myself? But you don't necessarily jump to service right away. Okay, so like I said, mine is love and judgment. If I'm in judgment, I jump to love right away. Well, with service and sacrifice, it can actually bring you, if you jump right to service, it can bring you into more sacrifice, more stress. We don't want that. So instead of going to the flip side and asking, how can I bring more service or peace or wisdom or love, instead of going to that flip side with this, you're going to just ask yourself, where am I sacrificing myself? And how can I bring more of me to this situation? How can I bring more of me. Because this theme, well, let me start with the other three themes. They use that flip side of love, wisdom, and peace as a vehicle to take them to self-actualization, to be more of themselves and express more of themselves. But this theme asks you to become more authentically you before you move into service. So service is not the vehicle here. It ends up being the natural outcome. All right, so we'll take a look at how that works in a moment. But you'll want to pay really close attention if you are to this theme in particular. If you're the type of person who gives to everyone else and you don't have time or energy for yourself, or you might have a hard time saying no to other people's requests. Another indicator, you might be hiding your true self so that you're fitting in with the people you work with. That's my last client. She really is a creative, bright, shining star. And here in the Midwest, she squelches herself. She sacrifices all that so that she fits in better. She feels like she doesn't have an outlet for it. So again, we'll talk about that in a minute. Or you might be the type of person who doesn't even really understand what service means. And I have to admit, this is my husband. His theme is service. And he's like, I don't even really know what you're talking about with this. So those might be some indicators that service and sacrifice are your theme. But remember, learning your life's theme lets you take back your personal power. That's what this is all about. Less stress, more personal power. So that you can start living your purpose. I mean, you can have more joy, meaning, and purpose in your life, more passion. So with these life themes, it becomes a go-to tool so that you can go from this sort of disempowering power suck to powering up with purpose. So let's get on with it, okay? Here are ways, major ways that you can identify if this is your life theme. Now, again, the real way to know is to have your fingerprints looked at and analyzed, but you can probably figure out without, which is why I'm bringing these to you, especially here at the end of the year. Great tool. So anyway, if you're someone who finds yourself drained and depleted, this could be your life theme. You are a service junkie, and you may know it, or you might not even realize it. What you do know is that you are exhausted. You do so much for your partner, for your kids, your job, your church, the PTA, whatever it is, you're doing so much. You name it. You're lending a helping hand. But the problem is that you're so drained and depleted that you don't have the physical or mental energy to nurture yourself, to actually live your purpose. You're sacrificing your purpose. This is not true service. Even though you're serving everywhere, this is not true service. It's servitude. You hear me? It's servitude. You've sacrificed too much time, energy, and focus. And you've given your power away in the process. Now, this, I want to make note that I'm not telling you to drop all your service. For some of you, especially if this is you, this drained and depleted, service is already a big part of who you are. So I'm not telling you to walk away from everything, but just notice, are you doing too much? Are you sacrificing too much so that you don't have time to live your life purpose? All right. So that's one way. This next identifier is pretty close to that. It's called the knee-jerk yes. So there's a lot of overlap with someone who's drained and depleted, but the root cause is different. Someone who's drained and depleted wants to be involved everywhere, right? I said this service part is a big part of who they are. And it might be part of their purpose. It might be out of habit, out of obligation, or to fulfill a need of theirs, right? Which is great. But with a knee-jerk yes, you don't necessarily want to be involved. You might not want to help out, but you just can't say no. You have sacrificed, this is a sacrifice portion, you've sacrificed your personal boundaries and your right to choose, all right? You've sacrificed that. The next one has a lot in common as well. It's the rescuer. And I like to think about, you know, stereotypical doctors out there. That's a good way to talk about the rescuer theme. Because there are two ways that this is all part of the service and sacrifice theme, but the rescuer identifier. There are two ways to look at it. Number one, Just like the previous identifiers, you might be in servitude. You're sacrificing your time, your energy, your boundaries. But the real sacrifice, the real root cause, is a sacrifice of self-worth. The rescuer can show up in two ways, like I said. So one way is that you're jumping in to rescue others so that you can be in control and look like the hero. So it turns out to be a power play that feeds your ego. It's not a true empowering power up. So think of this as the doctor. And again, I'm just stereotyping because we know these characters, right? We've seen them on movies and books and everything. So you might be the doctor who just really gets off on being the doctor, right? Like playing God. All right. That might be one way. You're actually rescuing to feed your ego, to be in control or look like a hero. Now, here's the way the rescuer shows up the second way. You might be a rescuer jumping in to rescue and help everyone else because you're trying to earn your wings, so to speak. You don't value yourself, right? The sacrifice is your self-worth. So you don't value yourself unless you're helping or rescuing someone else. Or you might even think that God or your higher power is won't love you unless you're in those trenches helping out. But again, this isn't service from the heart and soul. You're trying to satisfy some sort of quota. So then it becomes ego involved again. It's not purposeful. All right. So again, this might be the doctor who, has to get through how many patients in an hour for the HMO or whatever, where he's just going through the motions, trying to fulfill a quota. Right. Those are examples, but these can show up even if you're not a doctor in ways that you are jumping in to rescue people and it's not quite coming from the right place. So we'll look at how to remedy that in a moment. Another identifier that you might be in the theme of service and sacrifice is cookie cutter conformity. And this is similar to that highly creative person. Her life purpose is all around creativity that I was telling you about in the small Midwestern town. So cookie cutter conformity. My husband's played in this field too. You sacrifice your gifts, talents, your creativity, your personality, your hopes, your dreams. You're sacrificing some essential part of you, the thing that makes you who you are, so that you can fit in with your family, your community, your coworkers, or some other type of group. Maybe you're working in a family business that doesn't work for you, or you're that artist trying to fit in with ultra-conservative parents at your kid's school. Maybe you've given up your dream of living in Alaska because your spouse doesn't like winters. No matter how it looks, you have stuffed yourself, this essential part of yourself, inside a box. And what it comes down to is now your spirit is really suffering. And you're having a crisis of meaning. So that might be one way of knowing that you're in this theme. Another way is that service actually feels like a burden. So with some of those first ones I talked about, you're in servitude, but you might not even realize it. With this one, you feel like service is servitude. They are one in the same for you. Service is a burden. So what happens with this usually is that you've put service on some sort of a pedestal that's unattainable for you. Like looking at Mother Teresa, I'm not going to leave my family and move to India and help in the trenches with the poor and the homeless and the sick. Okay. That's unattainable for me. So you might think that true service is too much of a sacrifice. It's too demanding. It involves extremely hard labor, extreme sacrifice. And so one result of that is you might actually feel guilty because you're not doing that type of service or what you're doing isn't enough. I guarantee you we can all serve in our lives without even really sacrificing, without even really knowing it, just by being who we are. And we'll get to that again later, these sort of antidotes to that. But you might feel like you're guilty because, I just work at Starbucks. I'm not giving any service. Holy cow, are you giving service? Or, I don't know. We'll get into it a little more later when I talk about the antidotes. But you might also feel like you've never been service-oriented and you can never be service-oriented. Like, how on earth could this possibly be my theme? Because I'm just not cut out to do service. It's too much of a burden for me. So when it comes to service, you've sacrificed your ability to be satisfied. You can't be satisfied with your life and what you're doing. It doesn't look like service, or you can never do enough. Service is a burden. You'd have to put yourself in servitude, and there's no way you can do that. So really, again, all of these identifiers I've talked about, all of these behaviors are about sacrificing yourself in some way or another, right? You've sacrificed yourself in some way or another. But I believe that all humans were born with a purpose, a mission, the sacred contract. And to fulfill that contract, we need to be fully present using our gifts, our talents, our personalities, that advanced part of our brain, and the skills we pick up through our life experiences by playing with these life themes and our life lessons, those skills that we pick up. Now, sacrificing a part of who we are actually takes us further from our purpose. With that belief that we are here to be who we are, that sacrificing a part of ourselves actually takes us further from our purpose. So if this is your theme, you are being called to focus on yourself and express more of who you are instead of sacrificing yourself for others. Now, I'm sure some of you are thinking that this means you'll get really selfish and self-absorbed if you did that, right? Well, guess what? You might act, that could happen. Now, I don't believe it happens with most people with these themes, but it could happen because that might be part of your learning curve. Some people with this theme might have to play around with being really self-absorbed so that they can learn the difference between being self-centered and centered in self. Self-centered is self-absorbed. Centered in self is centered in your purpose, in the meaning of your life, centered in you. All right, so let's look at what happens if your pendulum does swing all the way to self-absorbed. Now, someone who's self-absorbed goes beyond taking care of their own needs and wants. They have moved to indulgence and gluttony. Responsibility flies out the window. They expect others to be serving them. Now, this isn't talking give and take. They expect others should be serving them. They're feeding the body and the ego and sacrificing their spirit and sacrificing their connection to others. Now, I'm a big Marilyn Monroe fan, and I kind of think of her, I don't know what her fingerprints said about her life theme, but I kind of think of her as a really good example of this. It seems like she was constantly swinging between self-absorption and being on purpose and true to herself. You know, you look at her and her studying her craft. She wanted to be more than just the little sex symbol on the silver screen. She wanted to be a true actress, and that was how she could really express herself. And she, you know, if you've seen some of those greats, she was so gifted. Probably a gifted dramatic actress. Well, she was. She did some great ones, but especially a gifted comedian. And so when she was following her purpose, she connected. But then when she'd get self-absorbed, her responsibilities flew out the window. And we know she had addiction issues, but you know, she could barely function without someone getting her out of bed. She would show up late all the time without regard to everyone else on the set. You know, she'd just get super self-absorbed. And you know, maybe if her life was longer, she would have learned more about her life theme, even if she hadn't labeled it. And stop sacrificing who she really was and become a beacon for us, right? She already is sort of, you know, she was edging into feminism, but didn't quite make it. And maybe she would have really been this beacon for us to really learn to come from being in that life lesson and that shadow side of life theme to coming out into the light and really living your true purpose and being balanced with it. So anyway, if you recognize any of these behaviors from the self-absorbed to that sacrificing of self, that servitude, if you recognize any of those behaviors, this could be your life theme. Now, again, you might relate to some of it because we all do have experience with these themes. It's part of our human experience. But you're looking to see if this theme is cropping up again and again and again, this idea of sacrificing yourself. So far I've talked about that shadow side of the service and sacrifice theme, the many forms of servitude and self-absorption. But when people with the service and sacrifice theme go from that power suck to a power up, they actually become an example to all the other life themes. They demonstrate best our psychological evolution of how alignment with our true selves and our purpose naturally leads to serving the world. Because that it does come down that to that for all the themes. But these people can be our shining example of focus on yourself, not in a self-absorbed way, but focus on truly your spirit, your purpose, your meaning, and it will naturally lead to serving the world. And it's a beautiful thing. So let's look at how we can move from that power suck, that disempowering servitude, sacrifice, self-absorption, to powering up. Powering up and looking at who we are so that we can naturally evolve into serving the world. So going from drained and depleted to purposeful conservation. Again, I was talking to another client with this theme recently, and we were talking about conserving her energy. Really, she tends to work like three jobs and doesn't have time for her partner, doesn't have time for herself. So really, it's about conserving yourself. So if you're naturally inclined to help out and serve, powering up for you is literally about conserving and budgeting your time, your energy, your money, whatever resources you need so that you have enough to nurture yourself. Ask for help when needed and allow others to do for you sometimes. All right? Allow. To live on purpose, you need to learn how to serve others and serve yourself, to both give and receive, to be balanced in that. All right? So purposeful conservation. Going from a knee-jerk yes, the antidote to that is picking and choosing with purpose. Your purpose actually is essential. It's essential for you to pick and choose. So for someone who always says yes to things, practice setting boundaries and saying no. And it gives you the opportunity to look at things that don't align with what's most important to you. So you don't have to say no to everything, but part of your purpose, whatever it might be, is involved with you becoming more discerning, what's more important to you. So instead of going on autopilot and saying yes, start saying, let me get back to you. So you can take that time to analyze and evaluate the situation. Now, if you're feeling real pressure to say yes in the moment, walk away. Walk away. You are the type of person, if you're knee-jerk yes, this is a skill that you need to acquire, is being able to really evaluate and analyze and say no when it's necessary, to choose, pick and choose with purpose. If you're a rescuer, remember we talked about the stereotype doctor who, you know, might have a big ego or a quota that he or she needs to fill. Well, if you're a rescuer of any type, there's nothing wrong with that. Helping someone feels great, and this is part of your DNA. But we want to move from rescuer to heartfelt help. Heartfelt help is a true expression of your heart's desire. You're helping because that's what you genuinely want to do. So make sure to check in with yourself and see if your actions are motivated by spirit or ego. Then ask the other person how you can help him or her. So whoever you're helping, ask them, right? This helps take your ego out of the equation. So don't assume that you know exactly what's needed or wanted, unless, of course, you are seriously the doctor in an emergency situation. But if you're the average or rescuer going to help your kids or your spouse or your mom and dad, whoever it might be, ask them, what do you need from me? Let that other person take the lead, the person who's being helped. All right? Don't assume you know what's needed or wanted. Now, if you're the cookie cutter conformity, you're fitting in and sacrificing yourself in the process, sacrificing yourself in the process, you want to go from that conformity to finding a purposeful outlet. Again, I'm coming back to this artist or this creative that I just worked with. Evaluate your needs and desires first. Okay. So again, I talked about it last week with the love and judgment theme about it being a number one tool. This is a great tool if you're in conformity to use my Stop Stress Now booklet. It's a great place to start to evaluate your needs and desires. Now, that's part one. Part two, remember those times in your life when you felt most empowered or most comfortable in your own skin. For my client, it was when she lived in LA. So remember those times. Now, how can you capture that feeling? So for my client, it's when she was in LA in a more creative environment. How can you capture that feeling along with those current needs and desires from that Stop Stress Now booklet or whatever evaluation you're doing? Then find an outlet in your life to express yourself more deeply. Maybe you're taking pottery class, or maybe you're joining the local theater group, whatever it is. Maybe you're journaling at night, whatever it is that you can have an outlet in your life to express yourself more deeply. Now, you don't have to necessarily upend your whole life. You know, if you're dreaming of Alaska, but your spouse doesn't like winters, it doesn't mean you leave your spouse. But how can you bring that to your current life? You can take these small steps, you know. Maybe you do need to make a huge leap, but maybe you can just take these small steps and visit Alaska every other year. I don't know. But any step toward more authentic expression is helping you move toward your life purpose and toward service. And again, that happens naturally. Now, if you're one of those people that we talked about a little earlier where service just seems like a burden, you've put it on such a high pedestal, you can never be Mother Teresa. Or maybe you don't even have the desire to go there, or you're guilty because you'll never be that. You know, you have created these expectations around service and made it an impossible situation for you. Well, we want you to move to ease and exploration. All right, it's time to reframe service. So if you're like, I don't even know what service is, or you've got, you know, I'm not going to be helping the homeless, don't worry about it. Now, Einstein is a great example of this. Einstein, we actually have his fingerprints. We know his life theme, and his life theme was service. He served the world with his physics, with his scientific work, and his creative genius. He was just being himself and bringing his gifts and talents to the world, and he served it. Now, if he'd spent all his time helping out at the soup kitchen, and maybe he did it every now and then, who knows, but if he did that all the time, trying to be Mother Teresa or something, who I don't think was even around at that time, or maybe not well known, but anyway, if he was trying to do that, he wouldn't have had time for his true calling, his true purpose. So again, this is all about fully expressing yourself, and that naturally serves the world. And remember that service can be a smile. We're reframing it. It can be a smile at a stranger or a phone call to a friend. It doesn't have to be that huge pie in the sky thing. So explore what service means in relation to your natural abilities. Challenge and stretch yourself. Maybe you do want to help out at that soup kitchen once a month, but don't move out of ease to struggle. I want you to really focus on staying in ease and exploring it without making it this huge burden. And then finally, if you're self-absorbed, self-indulgent, we want to move to centered in self, which is really what this theme is all about. Now, only you know your motivations. Only you can tell if your life seems out of balance, if that pendulum has swung too far. So ask yourself what it means to be self-indulgent. What does it mean to be centered in self? Are you practicing love and self-care? Are you letting people help you? Or are you letting too many responsibilities slip through the cracks? Are you trying to exert control, or are you coming from a place of empowerment? Is your spirit happy with how you're living your life? Because really, that's a question that anyone can ask no matter what your life theme. Is your spirit happy with how you are living your life? How can you express yourself even more authentically? If you love to serve others, serve, but don't forget to serve yourself in the process. And if service isn't your thing, don't stress about it. Even if service and sacrifice is your life theme, just focus on being the best you that you can be. Service will come naturally the more you live your purpose. And we are almost out of time, so I leave you with that. Here, we're going to be taking a holiday break, rerunning this show, and I want to leave you all with that, no matter what your purpose, no matter what your theme. Just live you. Be more you, and you will be on track to living your purpose. As always, you can find my resources at stresslessradio.com. You can find them on jjthelifecoach.com. Great tips and blogs. If you're interested in getting hand analysis or my Stop Stress Now booklet, check out the product. Have a great holiday season, everyone, and I will be back with you in the new year. Thanks for listening.